I hope people see me not as an example of my race, but as an individual. I hope people see me not as an example of my religion, but as an individual. The problem with a lot of people is that they associate one person's actions with everyone else. These lead to stereotypes and religious and racial assumptions. For example, why do you think there are a lot of jokes about Catholic priests being pedophiles? It's because a few Catholic priests were pedophiles, and then they took that and they started judging an entire group of people off the actions of a few. Another example, you see a big black dude is walking down the street and a tiny white woman crosses the other side and she starts clutching her purse like it's trying to run away from her. Or a group of teens walk into a convenience store and the clerk follows them around the entire store the whole time they're in there. Or a noticeably Muslim person boards a plane and he's hackled by TSA and given looks of fear by the other passengers. These people have been shown, or have been taught, I should say, things about these certain races, so now they treat them according to what they know. I have a Muslim friend of mine who has an older brother. The older brother's legal name is David, but by birth his name is Muhammad. After 9/11, he legally changed his name to David to avoid all the hate and acts of violence that plagued the brown and Muslim communities during that time. Because if you talk to anybody who lived during that time, it was not pretty post 9/11 if you were Muslim. It didn't even matter if you were Muslim. If you were brown, it was just bad for you. And he was a white passing brown person, so everything worked out. All he had to do was change the name. The actions of a few affect the majority. The actions of a few is the driving force for a lot of hate and mistreatment. Last year when the BLM protest started, what was the first thing that the racist people started saying? It was that, oh, well, the prisons in the U.S. are mostly filled with black people and other people of color, so I guess you guys are just naturally dangerous. Or, oh, well, there's more POC, or people of color are just more prone to crime. They took a little bit of information. They didn't even check if it was right or not. They took a little bit of information and they ran with it. What do racist people say to justify the atrocities happening over in the Middle East? You know, blah, 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 insert something disrespectful about Muslims here. Blah, 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 insert something rude about brown people here. 9/11 happened 20 years ago. And we've been using that as an excuse to bomb and pillage an entire section of the world for the last 20 years. Unending. When I was in the ninth grade, my global studies teacher told us that 25% of the world's issues were due to money, and the other 75% was due to religion. Race and religion, I should say. And I don't think he was wrong. Most political issues we have today have to do with either money, religion, or race. The civil issues that we have between one another are because of money, religion, or race. As of right now, it seems that the whole country is against black and Asian people. That's a racial issue. As of right now, it seems like the whole world is against Muslim people. That is a religious issue. China has rounded up all the Muslim people in China and put them into Holocaust-style internment camps not too long ago, but no one seems to be talking about it. They say those who don't know history are doomed to repeat it. I think one of the best examples in modern media that shows this is from Full Metal Alchemist. The Ishvalans were a nomadic tribe of people, distinguished by their brown skin, white hair, and red eyes. They worshipped their god Ishvala and they were happy. But due to a series of unfortunate events between the two factions, the Ishvalans and the Amestrians, they went to war. During the war, the Amestrians, they pushed the message that the Ishvalans were savage monsters with an intense bloodlust. So even after the war was done, people still saw the Ishvalans as monsters, even though they became monsters to defend themselves and protect their loved ones. The greatest example within the Ishvalans was a person named Scar. Scar had spilled so much blood that he felt that he had to reject his Ishvalan name and his Ishvalan heritage because he had done so much atrocity that he felt that he wasn't a part of his culture anymore. He became the monster that everybody saw him as. If you treat someone like an animal and then they start to behave like an animal, you can't be surprised. He started to treat innocent people the way that the Amestrian started to treat his own people. His people were persecuted because of their religious beliefs and their race in general. In many other animes and TV shows, there are groups of people who are hated on because of their beliefs or their looks. The reason why we fight is because we focus too much on these things. People are too worried, like, oh, well, that dude's black, and, you know, I've heard all these bad things about black people, so I'm not going to associate myself with him. And if I do, I'm going to say something hurtful to him because I want to remind them that this is what I've been taught, and this is what I feel about him. And we do that with many other things. When we see Christians, we're just like, well, I got my own personal stigma against Christians, but any religion in general is just, well, I had this bad experience with someone like you, so now I'm going to treat everyone within your group like garbage. You're like, this Christian did something bad to me, so now I see all Christians as bad people. This Muslim did something bad to me, now I'm going to treat all Muslims like bad people. This Hindu, this Sikh, this atheist, this whatever, this Asian, Mexican, you let these people, you let one bad experience halt you from getting, from being happier in life. You're letting one bad experience with one type of person influence the way that you think about everybody else for the rest of your life. Some of us willingly choose to hang on to hate, even though it would be better if we just let it go. I know it sounds easier said than done, but sometimes the best thing to do, the best thing for healing is to let it go. But let me know what you think. And until next time, peace.